Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Today, we are jumping in on an exciting topic that I know is near and dear to your hearts. We're going to talk about how to attract new customers to your cleaning company, not just new customers, but the right customers to your cleaning company. I know it sounds simple, but it's big, right? How often we get this question, how do I get new customers? How do I get the right customers? How do I get them to come to me? How do I get enough customers? How do I get customers that won't complain about my rates and will actually pay a fair wage? How do I get all that? And oftentimes, how do I get them systematically where they come to me on purpose, over and over, scalable, repeatable, dependable, all that stuff? That's what we're going to dive in today, because you, if you're like so many owners I talk to and get to know in Cleaning Nation, you want to grow and you're real good at cleaning, but you don't know how to get enough of the right customers to come to you, right? And that's key. We hate chasing. It's never fun. We got to chase and beg and hope and plead and kind of leave our future in their hands. We need the right customers to come to us so we can scale. Andrew in the house. Good to see you, buddy. The thing is, if we don't get this right, this one problem will cost you pretty much your entire growth, all of your hopes and dreams of building a $1 million company, moving to new areas, hiring a bunch of people, serving, being financially independent, being able to spend time with your family. All of that hinges on your ability to get new clients. And I'll give you a hint. This skill is worth a lot. You'll never go hungry. If you can figure out how to attract clients, you can be in any business, anywhere. You'll always have a job. You'll always be able to run a business. Getting clients, attracting clients, the right customers, getting them to come to you is probably the most valuable skill, or one of the most valuable skills you can have. Daisy Ewing in the house. Her and her hubby Dylan are getting quite adept at attracting clients. All right. So Jason Johnson in the house, hopefully back from his trip and hopefully feeling better. I talked to him on the Next Level call yesterday. He was looking a little peaked in the airport with his lovely bride. Okay, so let's dive in. We first and foremost, the thing that we've got to kill is this crazy nutballs, not true belief that repeat and referral customers are the best. If I don't spend any money on advertising, I get repeat and referral. I've grown my entire company based off repeat and referrals, said every customer under $1 million ever, right? If you're happy with where you're at and you're happy kind of just letting your business grow or not, kind of at whatever pace it's going to grow at, repeat referrals are the best. They're easy, they're cheap, they're free, they feel good, but they are not scalable. If you want to get out of your business and you want to take control of your life and your finances, just depending on repeat and referral customers is not the way to go. Holy heck, we got everyone here. Denise from New Jersey is a loyal listener. She's here. Deontay Harris in the house. Andrew Enpew, haven't talked to you in a while. Mary Calverley, Michelle, I got to talk to her yesterday. Deontay's apparently in Florida, which is fantastic. My wife and I just got back from there. I love Florida. We did our 500th episode from there right outside, and it was beautiful. I can still picture how it felt being out there. It's fantastic. All right, so we love repeat and referrals, but we shoot ourselves right in our kind of corporate foot when we think that that's the answer. We're really proud that we've only built with repeat and referrals. The reality is repeat referrals are a great adjunct to our regular systems and processes. But if that's what we're going to build, trust the building of our company on, we got a problem. Systems that scale and allow you to have multiple dials that we can dial up and dial down to get more customers or less customers, depending on what we want, and work without us, right? Systems and processes we dial up and down without us working harder, working less hard. That is how we build a $1 million cleaning company. Dylan says, I heard you talking smack. I had to join. I'm almost always talking smack about my friend Dylan. Cecilia is here. Good to see you, sister. So first and foremost, we got to get off the thing of repeat and referral customers are the holy grail. They're awesome. Don't get me wrong. When they are one of many client attraction systems, you're great. When they're one of one client attraction system, you are screwed. Lacey Gray from Montreal. We got a Canadian in the house. Glad to have you, sister. Okay. The next belief that we have that can really screw us up is, all the only people that come to me are broke, or they're the wrong clients, or they won't pay up front, or, you know, whatever version of a bad client is, that's the only people that come to me. The truth of the matter is, you are attracting the people that come to you. If you're not pleased with who you're attracting, you need to change what you're doing. So many people just kind of resign themselves to, the only people that come are old, broke people that don't have any money or that are super price conscious or don't appreciate what we do. And we kind of feel helpless, like whoever comes is just outside of us, right? It's this universe that has nothing to do with us and we can't influence. The reality is everything that you're doing with how you position your company in the marketplace, who you hire, if you hire, what your name is, what your logo is, who you go to see, who, what customers you accept, all of these things dictate and have influence on what customers continue to show up at the door. So we've got to understand that we are completely in charge of not only, we have massive influence over what customers show up at our door, and we have 100% influence over which customers we take, right? And the beautiful thing is we don't need all of the customers or every single one of our leads to be good. We just need more qualified leads to come to us than we need to meet our goals, okay? So it's okay if not 100% of leads are qualified, but we need to be able to have the vast majority of our customers be the right customers because we're putting out messaging or bait that attracts the right people, right? Here's an example. People have websites where you go right to the website, right at the top, it's 20% off your cleaning, click here. Well, guess who you're gonna, or on Groupon, right? Guess who you're gonna attract? Broke people don't have any money, right? So we wanna make sure that we have a cause and effect between what we say and how we present ourselves to the world and the customers that we check. Maurice, one of our Canadians buddies in the house, Quebecer specifically in the house. Armel is here saying, I'm starting my cleaning company. Great to have you. This is a great place to start. We'll save you a bunch of headache and traffic. Dylan says, oh my gosh, this is so true. Take away the bad review board. So yeah, and exactly. The guys and gals, just here's an advanced tip. The guys that are cheapos and don't appreciate what you do and always grind you on price and complain, those are always the ones that leave you the bad review, always the ones that yell at your employees, and they never appreciate it. So there's so many different facets to attracting and keeping the right customer. So just make sure that we understand first, we are in control. If we just wait for repeat and referral, we can't scale. And if we just let whoever shows up show up and feel like we don't have any control over that, you're not going to have any control over your business. And part of the thing that leads you to that is this other belief of, well, I can't afford to advertise. I advertised once and I ain't getting money back, so I never did it again. Hey, John, good to have you. Tanya's listening in. Good to have you, sister. So the reality is, and if you're going to write something down, this is the write down. It's not that I can't afford to advertise. It's that I can't afford to waste money on advertising. So those are very different things, but people put them in the same bucket, and that's what kicks your butt. So it's not that you can't afford to advertise. It's that you can't afford to waste money on advertising. So if I said, hey, I've got two ad sources, one costs $500 and the other costs $50. Which one do you want? Knee jerk, almost everyone's going to say, well, I want the $50, right? The right answer is, I don't know. How many clients will I get from each? Well, if I go, the $50 one, I'll put an ad on Facebook and 10,000 people will see it. The $500 one, don't you worry about how many people are going to see it, but I'll get you six $300 a month clients. Well, guess what? The $500 advertising source just got to be the cheap, good one, and the $50 one just got to be really speculative. So it's not that you can't afford to advertise, it's that you can't afford to waste money on advertising. So we want to make sure when we try to advertise, when we get the results that we want, we don't just say, well, advertising doesn't work. I guess I'll go back to repeat and referral and just hope that my company grows without me. We say we're going to have to fix the systems and processes we use to decide where we advertise and what we say in our advertising and to whom we advertise. That's what we're going to do to be effective, as opposed to just give up on the concept forever. So, all right. Maurice says, I'm with my SEO guy right now, and he agrees. All right, good. Then we like him, I suppose. All right. The next thing is, where that comes from, especially is, I think Dan Kennedy said this when I was in the audience one time, I really appreciated it. He said, if I've got three advertising sources, one gets clients for $20 a client, and one gets clients for $50 a client, one gets clients for $100 a client, and you're a residential cleaning customer, or company, which one do you take? And everyone says, well, I want the $20 one. The right one is you take them all, right? If my average client's $300 a month on residential, that means there's $150 in gross margin in month one. So yeah, if I can get a lead source that brings them in for $100, that's profitable. If I can get one that brings one in for $50, that's profitable. If I get one that brings one in for $20, that's profitable. The thing is, we always want the cheapest thing. We want to spend the least amount of money on advertising. We think that's the win. The real win is to be able to scale the fastest, right? So Maybe the $20 lead source, you can only get one lead per one customer per month. Maybe the $100 lead source is more expensive, but you can get 20 customers per month. It's much more scalable. So anytime you're getting a positive ROI or return on your advertising investment, we want to double down on that. So we got to stop looking at what's expensive and what's cheap and start understanding what's expensive is advertising that doesn't work and what's cheap. Or not even cheap, but is what's called an investment and a profit is advertising that does work, right? If I put out a dollar and get back 90 cents in revenue or profit, that's expensive. If I put out a dollar and get back $2 in profit, that's not even cheap. That's called profit, right? We want that. So really important that we look at advertising under the ROI microscope, not in what does that cost? And we don't go, I can't afford to advertise. We go, I can't afford to waste money on advertising. And the reality is, if you're going to advertise well, there is some waste, right? There's no way you can say every single advertising initiative I've ever did worked out right off the bat first time. That's never going to happen. You are going to have to go up to the bat and to the plate and swing 4, 5, 6 times before you get on base, which is okay, right? If at the end of this year, you spent $20,000 on advertising and you tried 20 different methods of advertising. And at the end of the year, you only had 3 that were working and bringing in positive customers. But those 3 could bring in 10, 20, 30 customers every single month. Is that worth a $20,000 investment, right? We didn't waste money on that $20,000 that didn't work. That was an investment in understanding how to build advertising systems that did work. And when you go to sell your company as a guy that sold his last 2 companies for 7 figures each, that ability to attract clients on demand is very valuable, right? So you spend 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 grand to create automated client attraction systems that work and that you can scale and dial, and you've got 2 or 3 or 4 of them, that can be worth hundreds of thousands or millions when you go to sell your company. So really important when we look at advertising as building automated client attraction systems and being okay if they don't work or make a bunch of money right off the bat. Hello, Melissa. Hello, Desiree. Good to have you both here. All right. So the next thing that we kind of go to is like, well, I like all that stuff, but I'm just going to hustle, right? People like me and I like people. I'm going to go out, knock on doors, cold call, do all this sort of stuff. And that's the best way to advertise. Quite honestly, that is a very effective short-term immediate way to advertise. Okay. So if you get out there and hustle, especially if you're good at sales, you like sales, you can rustle up a couple jobs pretty quick, just by getting out there and hustling, right? I love that. I never want to discourage you from hustling. The problem comes in, same with repeat and referral customers. It's not that I hate them. I hate when people hang the entire growth of their business on repeat and referral. I hate when you hang the entire growth of your business and the success of you and your company on you hustling. Because what happens is if you get out and hustle, only one of 2 things is going to happen. One, it's not going to work, in which case time wasted. Let's not do that again. 2, it's going to work great, in which case you're going to go, oh my gosh, I need to get customers, I need to get employees, I need to get systems, I need to start cleaning, and then the hustle stops. And then we can go through years of running from, oh my gosh, I need clients, so I'm going to hustle and sell and sell and hustle, and then I get some clients, crap, I got to get some employees, and then I drop all the client stuff I was doing and all that inertia that I started stops, and I run over to the employees and start getting employees and get that going, and then that works, and holy crap, I've got a good team, I need some more customers, and we go back and forth every time. So that's what I'm trying to save you from. The way we do that is we create systems that run without us, even when we stop hustling, right? We hustle to create systems that bring in clients as opposed to hustle so we can bring in clients. And then when we leave that system alone, it continues to operate. So we've got to get off of the hustle's the best and only way and move to hustle can be good for the as you're starting, but that's not how you're going to scale, right? The best way is to create systems and processes, because at some point you're going to need to focus on something else in your business. You're going to need to take a vacation. You're going to want to get more employees or more customers, I should say, than you can personally touch. So hustle's good. It just has its limits, just like repeat referral. Good, but they have their limits. Okay. The next kind of fairy tale we tell ourselves to avoid the hard work of having to build systems and processes that bring customers to you is, if I just hired a salesperson, right? If I just hired a sales manager, then everything would be great, right? We're gonna get all that off of our plate. The reality is salespeople are expensive. They're hard to find. They are very time consuming to manage. There's a lot of patting on the head and holding hands. Oftentimes, again, they're only gonna do one thing. Either gonna do great or not great. If they do not great, it's so much time and money wasted, so many leads that you paid to get in wasted, and it just costs you months, if not years, with the growth of your business. Or you find that unicorn that kicks butt and takes names. Great. The problem with him or her is he ain't going to be cheap. There's, like I said, a ton of handhold. You're good, rah, 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 you know, making sure they feel great. And then oftentimes when they leave with a bunch of your clients, right? Because if they're good, they've got a relationship with those people. So they either leave, when they leave, they leave with your clients, or they stay and they don't get results. Either way, it's tough and it's an expensive proposition and it's long-term to try and get a salesperson up to speed. So the alternative is, especially in commercial, by the way, because it's such a long sales cycle. With residential, you can do it, but you've got to make sure that you've got leads coming in, right? So my favorite kind of salesperson is the order taker, right? If the salesperson's like, hey, here's the phone book, go out and, you know, find them and get them ready and kill them and drag them home. That is a lot. That's where you get the expensive high maintenance salesperson. However, when you're like, hey, sales guy or potential sales guy, I've got 153 leads coming in every month that are already pre-sold and already know what we do and who we are and why we're amazing. I just want you to go them out and get them taken care of. You can get those much cheaper. They're easier to manage. They don't take your customers when you leave. So we need to move from trying to offsource this. If I just had a salesperson or sales manager that would magically do all this stuff for me, to I'm going to have systems and processes that bring in so many leads. I've got to get salespeople to kind of handle them and sift them and sort them. But the salespeople aren't the magic. Your systems and processes that bring in all your leads are the magic. And then the salespeople are just a tool to make that magic work a little better. Another version of that is, we're so wanting the easy answer, right? If I just had, even on the Next Level call yesterday with Dylan, he'd ask the question. It was like, what's the one thing I can do to get this massive result, which we're all looking for. And that's good. Those are healthy questions to ask. But the reality is, most of the time, the one thing that we need to do to get the massive result isn't the easiest thing, right? We put it off, not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And that's what it takes, right? So we would go, well, if I just had a sales man, this magic salesperson, then my business would be great. The next one is, I've got a website. If I just had a magic website, it would just crank out customers all the time and I wouldn't have to think about it anymore. I'd be rich. The reality is, you have to have a funnel that clients can go through. And a funnel is a step-by-step process. So even when you have a website, it's like, well, who's going to come to the website? So you've got to get traffic. And then once you do have traffic, it's got to be a good source of traffic, the right traffic. It's got to go to your website. And then once you do get them to your website, there needs to be a call to action that makes sense for people to follow, right? When it's just like, call now for a free estimate, nobody's going to call except for the people that might have looked up your website to just to get your phone number. So the reality is you need to have a step-by-step funnel, right? Little breadcrumbs along a very clear path that your clients go, ooh, piece of candy. And they pick it up. Ooh, piece of candy. And they just keep walking forward. And at the end of that is them doing business with you. The way you do that is not every 10 feet go, hey, look how great I am. Let me talk about me. Let me tell your story about me and my employees. We're the best. And we've been in business since 1943. And we've been members of Better Business Bureau. Where were they? They don't care, right? That's not breadcrumbs. That's like, you know, off ramps. We want, are you dealing with this? Are you struggling with not having enough time? Are your cleaners making you crazy? Do you wish that you felt better when you came home? Are your employees not coming in because you've got a sick work environment? We want to have all these little breadcrumbs like, oh, that's me. That's me. And you give them each little step so they can kind of follow your funnel and they get valued every step. And then the end of that funnel where they get the most value is them becoming a customer, right? So we've got to move from just having a website that says call now for a free estimate to a funnel that clients can follow where they get value every step along the way with several no-brainer, yes, obviously I want that, obviously I want that, and then they become a customer. So I know for many, if not most of you, this sounds like a ton, and you're like, wow, that all sounds great, but it is so much work. The only reason it sounds like that is because it is so much work. I don't want anyone to think it is easy. So here's the thing. I'll give you the good news and the bad news. The good news is once you've got this down, this is literally a multi-million dollar opportunity. Once you've got that magic wand, right, you're the Pied Piper, you get all the customers to follow you. You can write your own ticket with any business that you own, not just the cleaning business. It's just about any job, any owner of a business want to hire you if you can get clients. You've got a massive competitive advantage, right? Because your customers are out there scratching the dirt, walking around in the dark, trying to figure this crap out. And holy crap, when you go to sell, my last two businesses that I sold for seven figures, I named my price and I was able to do that because we have client attraction systems in place and people will pay nearly anything for that. So that's the good news. The bad news is it is not easy. If it was easy, everybody would do it and it wouldn't be so valued. So it is a lot of work. The trick is, you need the right systems and processes to follow. So if you're looking for an easy magic button, I have nothing for you. I cannot help you. If you're the kind of guy or gal that's like, I am working my tail off. I'll do anything it takes. It's legal and ethical and moral. I'll grow as a person. I'll step outside of my comfort zone. I'll move away from comfortable advertising and what I've been doing that's not been working towards a system, a proven system, and a methodology that works. If that is you and you're like, I want that, and I have been working my tail off, I just haven't been getting the results, go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. There's, we've done, like I said, over 500 episodes. You can get there, but right at the top, there's the completely free on-demand training. That's amazing. And you'll have the opportunity to jump on like a 10 or 15 minute strategy call with a coach. There's nothing for sale on the webinar. There's nothing for sale on the strategy call with the coach. And we'll help you get a plan. Also, if you go to growmycleaningcompany.com/event, we are having our first kind of Open to Cleaning Nation big event. I think we've already got 30, 40 people attending, and we're only taking 147. So get going. growmycleaningcompany.com/event. It's only a couple $100. We're going to go over all the systems and processes that you need the best we can in 2 days, and we're going to be live. It's going to be a blast. Dylan and John and some of the people you see on here are going to be there. That's it, guys, gals. Can't wait to help you build your systems. Once you've got these systems to build all the clients you need, life and business gets to be a lot more fun. So growmycleaningcompany.com, check out the free on-demand training, growmycleaningcompany.com/event. Come hang out with us live in April in Phoenix. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.